Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sound for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Alicia, tuning in live from Tennessee. We are so glad you've decided to join us, and we pray that you will have a blessed day as we share with you the Word of Life. Now on to our show. Blessings out there in radio land. This is Pastor Alicia tuning in live for you with our Sound for Today show. Happy New Year to all of you. It's been some time since we've come together to share the Word of God. And we want to do a Bible study on today on the word adoration, especially because we are in the month of fasting and praying for the new year, 2015. Now, this is a show segment, or preferably a broadcast slash show. If we have call-ins, we may bring them up live. From time to time, we may have guest speakers. And for the most part, we will share a Bible study to teach you the Word of God, because it's through the Word of God that you're going to learn how to grow and be encouraged and be strengthened. I know that's what it does for me. But before we get started, I always like to play a worship song, one to build up, one to encourage, and one to uplift. And we know that so many times that people need to hear a word from the Lord. People need to feel like they're getting stronger. People like to feel like their life is changing. And you know, when you come to the Lord and you learn His word, and you praise Him, and you pray to Him, and you honor Him, you can become stronger. And when you fall in love with the Lord Jesus Christ, you can become even that much stronger. So I'm going to come to you with a little worship medley and from the Tremaine Hawkins CD, and we pray that you'll be blessed.
Hallelujah. Talking about worship.
Oh, Lord, we're here.
We welcome the Holy Spirit. We welcome the presence of the Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, as you bless this broadcast on today, that your presence will abide as the word of God will go forth. And we thank you, oh God, in Jesus Christ's mighty name, as we worship you in this place. Amen. What a powerful, powerful song sung by Tremaine Hawkins. Now, we're going to get into our Bible study on today, and we want to bring to you regarding adoration, the adoration of the Lord. You know, the word adoration means to adore, and it is an act of worship with profound reverence which exalts or speaks well of our Heavenly Father. God desires us to respond to him this way. Because of God's grace and mercy, he does not demand we adore him. It is God's desire we choose to praise and worship him from the heart willingly. Now, the Lord wants our love and respect in the highest degree with utmost affection, belief, esteem, faith, honor, and respect. You know, when you adore God, it's to recognize him as the supreme spiritual being of all creation. It's our affection for him that should adore him as the King and the Lord of our life. Unfortunately, there are people who tend to bring honor and reverence to queens, kings, and presidents of the world. But oh, how lovely and grand it is to bring all honor and reverence to the King, our Father in heaven. And you know, this is what people are missing when we don't adore the Lord Jesus for who he is. We're missing out of receiving revelation from the Lord as we ought. We're missing out on adoring him for who he is. We're missing out on loving the Lord. And you know, Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 is a scripture that says, "Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name." Why? Because it's the name of Jesus that's above every name. It's the name of Jesus that demons bow down. It's the name of Jesus that has power and restoration and healing. Why is it his name is so important? You may say many people have the name Jesus, but not many people hung on Calvary's cross as a sacrificial lamb that was slain. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 13. "Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name." Why do we praise the name? We praise the name to give adoration to the Father, Son, and to the Father, because he came in the flesh to sacrifice his sin for us, our sins, to sacrifice his life for our sin, correction. And he came because of his love and because of his mercy and because of his grace. Well, when we adore God, we give praise unto him. Praising God is to adore him. Praising God is to not only adore him because of his name, but is to adore God for who he is and not for what he has done only. In other words, when we come before the Father in thanksgiving and praise to adore him, we speak well of him. "I bless your name, Lord. I glorify you, Lord. I magnify your holy name, Father, because you are all-powerful, Lord. You are a holy God. You are a righteous God. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords." When we adore the Father, it signifies that we're giving due diligence to a holy God by adoring him within our hearts, our minds, our spirit, and our souls. When we are adoring God, it's to display how much we feel for our Father in heaven. And it's also to demonstrate our actions and proclamations using words, movement, and sound. You know, when people and followers of Jesus Christ are, and you know that they're really living a life of adoration to their Creator, you will be able to tell it. You will be able to see it. It will be manifested for everyone to understand and to know what is truly in their heart, because they will live a holy lifestyle. They will live a lifestyle of integrity. They will live a lifestyle that respects other people and other people's lives. They will live a lifestyle where they have the heart of the Father, that they'll say, "Lord God, how may I please you today? Thank you, Father, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Father, for giving me still life, health, and strength in my body." When people begin to praise God with adoration, they are going to demonstrate it in their actions. They're going to have patience. They're going to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. They're going to demonstrate what the Word of God says to demonstrate with the fruit of the Spirit. You know, adoration is not just something we say when we're sitting in church and the music is playing and we're lifting up hands and just singing, "Father, I love thee. Dear Lord, I adore thee." And that's it. But we're actually going to have a life that's going to show how we adore the Father. Our lifestyle is going to show how we think of God. Our lifestyle is going to show how we feel about him in our heart, in our mind, and in our spirit. The other thing that will occur when we're adoring the Lord is Galatians chapter 5, verses 22. But the fruit of the Spirit, we're going to demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit. What is the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Another thing that we will do when we are living a life of adoration, according to the Word of God, Galatians shares with us that verse 24, it says in chapter 5, "And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts." What do you mean crucified? I thought you said that Jesus Christ was crucified and he hung on the cross and he was the one that was nailed to the tree. What do you mean crucified? It means that we are going to mortify. We are, if need be, we're going to forcibly discipline our emotions not to give in to what the flesh wants to do, not to give in to the pernicious ways of lust. Well, what ways are you talking about, Pastor Alicia? What ways do you mean by the flesh and what we should not do? What we mean is the same chapter. If you go up a few verses to verse, we'll start at verse 13. "For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." Oh, okay, I can serve that person as long as they do what I tell them to do. It does not mean serve them in that way. When we are adoring God, our lives become one of servanthood, where we encourage people to walk a life of a reputable life of morality, a life of honesty, a life of fruitfulness, a life of where we're judging ourselves, judging our own actions. Why? Because we are a representative of heaven. We are a representative of our God from glory. When we are a representative of something, we want to give it our best. We want to do our best. We want to show honor to that to whom we are serving. But when we don't have the respect and we don't live a life of adoration, we don't live a life of integrity, then we're going to live according to Galatians chapter 5, verse 15. It says, "But if we bite and devour one another, take heed that we be not consumed one of another." To bite and to devour means to gossip, to run down, to speak ill of, to speak horribly about a person. To bite and devour one another means to insult one another, to curse one another out. To bite and devour one another can even mean sexual sins, to make someone fall in the cares of this life with greed, with the love of money. You know, it's the root of all evil. Although money does answer all things, but if we love it more than life itself, that is an evil, evil thing. And then the other thing it is showing, too, in this chapter, it says, "This I say then, walk in what? The Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." So you can tell when what people think and how they act, kind of life they're living, by the actions they display. We don't even have to get into a conversation. We don't even have to meet the people. Just watch the actions they display. How do they display their actions in their workplace? How do they display their actions in their neighborhood? How do they display their actions at church? It will tell you if they are walking in the Spirit, if they are adoring God or not. Adoration causes a person to walk according to the fruit of the Spirit. Now, adoration is a strong word because it runs hand in hand with praise. And praise is an essential expression demonstrating adoration, admiration, appreciation, exaltation, and glorification. It is a response to God. You know, there are a few Hebraic and Greek terms and meanings to describe actions of biblical praise. We have halal, H-A-L-A-L, to acclaim, to boast, to glory in, to exalt the one who works in self we praise. We have sabbath, S-A-B-A-H, to praise, commend, adoration for God's wonderful acts for us. And we have yada, to confess, praise, give thanks, acknowledge God's character, works, and mighty acts. And we have zamar, to sing praises, to play musical, play music with instruments that express our praise to God. Now, halal is a Hebraic root word where the words praise and hallelujah come from. You know, when we praise the Lord, we go, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, hallelujah is a transliteration of the Hebraic expression of hallelujah, meaning praise Yahweh or praise Jehovah God. And Psalms 104, verse 35 says, "Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Know that the Lord, He is God." That's Psalm 103. The writer in Psalms clearly is encouraging praising Almighty God. When we are adoring the Lord, we are praising Him. When we are adoring Him in praise and in a lifestyle, we're living according to the Word of God. Now, Psalms 150, verses 5 and 6 says, "Praise Him upon loud cymbals, praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord." When we're praising the Lord with halal, it means to shine, to boast, to celebrate, to show, to rave, to be clamorously foolish, loud outcry noise. Clamorously foolish doesn't mean you make yourself look like an idiot. It just means you are praising God with such joy. You are praising Him with such fervidness. You are praising Him with such exuberantness that you don't care who sees it. You're crying out loud. That's why you see people and charismatic and holiness churches run around and sing and jump and dance, and sometimes at home when the presence of the Lord is there among you and you want to give him adoration, praising him, you will sing, you will dance, you will shout, you will run, you will cry, you will just rejoice in the Lord because you are praising him with a hallelujah type of praise, halal. And then the word hallelujah also means to express joy and a call to worship God. You know, praise is an expression of physical action, and the Bible instructs us to assemble in the sanctuary with praise. It's just horrible to go visit a church where you can hear the pins fall on the floor. It means you're not praising him. How can you go to a dead church? You know, the church is where people are supposed to go to assemble themselves together to praise God, to glorify him, to magnify him, to exalt him, to come together with singing, to come together with playing instruments, to come together with clapping hands, to come together with worship dancing, not this new hip-hop stuff they're doing in churches now, or these pantomime things with white faces they're doing in churches now, but it's to come to a holy God, to a holy presence with a pure anointing, with a heartfelt song in your heart, with a heartfelt song of praise, where it's all about Jesus and not about you. Glory to God when we adore him. Psalms 116 and 35 reads, "In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." That's from Revelations 19, verses 1 and 6. When we're adoring God, I share with you the Hebraic terms for adoration or praise. Now, the Greek meanings, aneo, to praise God, where he is the center and object of praise, as in the New Testament. Doxeo, to glorify God. Epeneo, to commend God for his works and qualities of himself. Eulogio, to speak well of, to bless. And Megelno, to declare praises, to magnify him. You know, when we magnify the Lord, we will praise him. We will open our mouths and give glory to a holy Father. When we are adoring him, our lives will be one of worshipers, of praisers, of people who are happy to be followers of Jesus Christ, people who have honor to be a child of the King, people who have honor to walk upright in the midst of a dark and cruel and lustful world. When we have a relationship with the Father in adoration, we have a genuine relationship because of the power of the cross, because of the power of the shed blood that Jesus did at Calvary, but also because of the power of his resurrection, because he got up with power and authority. You know, how often as followers of Jesus Christ do we speak well of him? Well, according to the Greek term eulogio, that's E-U-L-E-G-E-O, which means to speak well of and to bless. This is something not readily heard of in some churches today. But God desires us to bless him, to verbalize how excellent he is in all the earth. And, you know, as we learn to adore the Father and give him glory and give him praise, we will do as Psalm 34, verse 1 and verse 3 reads, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." Well, I hope that this was a blessed word for you right now, that you will begin to crave to adore your Heavenly Father, our Father who is in heaven, as you grow closer to Him, as you praise Him. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the people that have tuned in today to the segment. And we pray, Father, that they will grow closer to you and begin to praise you with their life, that they will praise you with their heart, that they will begin to demonstrate a lifestyle of praise, a lifestyle where adoration becomes an integral part in their inner man, in their heart, in their spirit, in their mind. If you have not confessed the Lord Jesus Christ, and you want to, or you have confessed Him and you've gotten away from praise, come on, say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus Christ, I come to you today. Father, forgive me because I've gotten away from praising you. I've gotten away from adoring you. Oh, Lord, I have confessed you as Lord of my life. I thank you, Father, for what you did for me at Calvary's cross. Thank you for getting up with multi-power, dunamis, miraculous, exousia, miracle-working power. Thank you, Lord, that that power resides in me through your Holy Spirit. And Father, today I declare that I am an adorational praise worshiper, child of God. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Well, continue to walk with Him and continue to bless Him and continue to be encouraged in praising the Lord. Because He is the one that will anoint your words that you speak, that you pray, that you declare. Your sound for today is to be adoring the Lord, to give adoration and praise due to His name. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus. Well, we thank you for tuning in for Sound for Today. And we pray that you received a word that blessed you. If you'd like to email us, you may reach out to us at sound, S-O-U-N-D, for today. That's sound, F-O-R-T-O-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. And we will get back in touch with you. We love you. God bless you. And the sound for today, the word that we shared with you is adoration and adoring the Lord with praise. God bless you.